With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Israeli military says soldiers are, quote, operating now in southern Lebanon as it continues strikes against Hezbollah. It also says the deployment is part of a much broader effort to increase security for residents in northern Israel near the border with Lebanon. We are learning more now about the friendly fire incident in Kuwait, where three U.S. fighters were shot down.
The United States military says that Kuwait has accidentally shot down three American fighter jets in that tiny country as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat. This shows just how chaotic the wider situation has gotten in the Middle East just days after the American-Israeli campaign against Iran started. Now, this attack in Kuwait saw the Iranians actually fly fighter jets themselves into that country alongside drones and missile fire. And the Kuwaitis mistakenly thought the American fighter jets were enemy aircraft. That's according to U.S. Military Central Command that says all the pilots on board safely bailed out and are now receiving medical care.
A federal court rejecting the Trump administration's attempt to slow the tariff refund process. We have more on that story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Justice Department wanted to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs, but a federal court refused, sending it to a lower court to sort out. The legal activity follows last month's Supreme Court ruling that struck down the tariffs as illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds. However, the high court offered no guidance on refunds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Savannah Guthrie and her sister have returned to their mother's home in Tucson, their first sighting in the house since their mother disappeared. This is SRN News. State of Texas suing an abortion pill provider. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. Armed Forces. Changes include a requirement that members use, quote, biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024. This is SRN News. Okay, be honest. Have you ever wondered why sneakers squeak on a basketball court? Somebody actually paid for a new study to find out why. The study uses physics to uncover that mystery. Scientists slid a shoe across a smooth glass plate over and over and over, filming it and recording the squeaking as well. As the shoe works hard to keep its grip, the sole changes shape thousands of times per second as it momentarily loses and then regains contact with the floor at a frequency that matches the pitch of the loud squeak that you hear. These insights can help scientists to understand essential questions, many times about friction, which has important practical applications. And now you know, that study was published Wednesday in the journal Nature. More details, srnnews.com.